at Mr. Sanders' campaign party in Vermont on Tuesday night, he answered Mr. Biden's surge in the race with a battle cry for his supporters. He proclaimed absolute confidence that he would win the Democratic nomination and delivered a scathing critique of Mr. Biden's record that left little doubt he would confront Mr. Biden's revived candidacy in blunt terms in the coming days. Without naming the former vice president, Mr. Sanders said there was another candidate in the race who had supported the invasion of Iraq, endorsed cutting Social Security, voted for international trade deals, and represented the credit card companies by backing a 2005 overhaul of the bankruptcy code. As for himself, Mr. Sanders said he had stood on the opposite side of every issue. "You cannot beat Trump with the same old kind of politics," Mr. Sanders said. "What we need is a new politics that brings working-class people into our political movement." Mr. Sanders was on track to rack up delegates in California, but he was sharing some of them with Mr. Biden in his own state of Vermont. And in Colorado, another state Mr. Sanders carried, he was dividing them four ways, as he, Mr. Biden, Mr. Bloomberg, and Ms. Warren all reached the 15% threshold to win delegates there. The voting followed an extraordinary reframing of the race in the past 48 hours as moderate candidates came together to form a united front against Mr. Sanders, a Democratic socialist whose general election prospects are viewed skeptically by much of the party leadership. Mr. Biden's overwhelming victory in South Carolina on Saturday established him as the clear frontrunner in the Democratic's centrist wing, prompting two rivals, Ms. Klobuchar and former Mayor Pete Buttigieg of South Bend, Indiana, to end their bids and throw their support to Mr. Biden.